Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning, family. How are you out there, you Best People We Know family members? Yes, we are encouraging one another. And I just am so grateful for you sharing your shine and for our guest today, Nancy Oakley, who's going to give you a real-life rags-to-riches story. And boy, if this doesn't inspire you to go out there and achieve your dream, nothing will. Have been looking forward to having her on for a while now. Before I read her bio and get into bringing her on air, I just want to remind you, you can speak with Nancy live if you have a question. You can dial 347-637-1318, press pound 1, and that'll put you through to the switchboard. Or the chat room's open now. You can go ahead and type your comments in there. Remember that you can download all of our past shows, and we have over 100 now, and go to iTunes and download those to your mobile device. And it's all free, or you can listen to them right there on the BTR homepage. We're syndicated in Calgary, Canada, and hopefully we're going to expand on that to some other areas. But you are making this show popular. That's all because of you. So I want to thank you for your caring and sharing, and stop by my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, to get a list of all of our guests for the month. Okay, I think I got that all out in as short a time as possible. Let me tell you about Nancy Oakley, for those of you who don't already know her. She is a native of Thailand, and I probably can't pronounce her name. It's actually Nancy Oakley Suku, and I hope I have that right. She came to the United States during the Vietnam War, and when she came here, she was emotionally broken and financially poor. She was in a quest for serendipity. Whoever thought a poor young girl used to sell water from a temple in Thailand and went to school barefoot, was raped and abused, would be a successful businesswoman here in the United States who also helps abused women through her nonprofit shelter. After working in civil service for over 20 years, Nancy embarked upon her dream of being an entrepreneur. She initially delved into the world of real estate, and as of now, she controls millions, and I mean millions of dollars in assets. In 2008, she began her career as a retail business owner along the beautiful San Antonio Riverwalk, and she currently owns and operates a very prestigious jewelry store there and a bookstore, and she sells a number of other items. And she's, of course, an accomplished, best-selling international author. You can learn more about Nancy at nancyoakley.com. That's NancyOakley.com. You're going to enjoy going there, and it is a privilege and pleasure to have Nancy with us today as our guest. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Good morning, Deb. How are you today? I'm doing just fine.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's great to have you. I love your story. I love your inspiration. I love your determination. And I know our listeners are excited to catch that as well. Before we get into some of the specifics on your business and the book and some of these how-tos that you did, can you just share a little bit more with people about your story? Because it is absolutely amazing what you went through to get here.
Yeah, Debbie. Back in Vietnam War, let me start from beginning. I was young and poor in Thailand, and the quest for serendipity have a picture of the mountain. That's where I grew up at. And of course, we don't have much money, so we eat whatever we can there. And then my big dream is I wanted to become somebody big. I always like to be in the center of attention. So I try to find a way to make money and teach myself how to become entrepreneur, try to raise money, send our young, even when I go to school, I still sell bottled water from the temple. No matter how poor I am, I still not give up my dream. I still put forward so I can become successful. And then I married to American, you know, back in Vietnam War, wanted to come to United States or any place so I can get out from the poor country to become successful. But then, you know, when I come to United States, things doesn't work out really well. I got abused and you know, I almost died 5 times. It is in my book. I just want to tell everybody that the life story that I have is really, really unique, and it is really humble and really inspiration. So God let me live at least 5 times so I can stay in this world to tell the story, to tell everybody do not give up their life, do not give up their dream, always continue follow the dream and make sure that the dream never go away. You only one person can make your dream come true. And no matter what, don't ever give up. That's the message I always give everybody. Follow your dream and don't stop. No matter what obstacle come between you and other thing that is going to stop you from successful. Always pray, always ask God, always ask whatever highest at universe to help you and to be better yourself and to give you strength to follow your dream.
Mm. Wow, what a beautiful testimony. And Nancy, I find that in some of the people that I've had the privilege of speaking to, like yourself, these near-death experiences really put, you know, an acute awareness of the brevity of life and how important it is to treasure and squeeze the juice and zeal out of every single day and to not let other people tell us no. You've overcome so many obstacles, and I know people are, you know, feeling that they have obstacles in their life. I think it's a natural thing, but you've overcome so many obstacles and the abuse that you've had and some other things. Tell us a little bit, if you can. I mean, people may be wondering, how did you get to manage control of millions of dollars without having an education? I mean, you've really done some amazing things that people listening may be like, wow, that just can't be possible. But it is, and you've done it.
It is possible. Like I say, you know, first of all, don't be lazy. There's job, ton of the job out there that you can find and work. Believe it or not, ever since I've been in the United States, I never asked for food stamp. I never asked for unemployment, no matter what. Because, like I say, there's a lot of job out there as long as you're not lazy. Sometimes I cut grass $10 the whole day. The whole day I got only $10. But $10 times 2 will make 20, times 3 will make 30, so on and on. Then I save my money. I watch what I'm spending. And with a lot of help of my friend too, my friend who helping me, that believing in me and say, you know, she have a talent. She can do this. And I'm going to step out and help her and say, you know what, let me help you. I had a lot of help from different people, but a lot of people, I got a lot of people turn me down, but I never give up. The main thing is never give up what you wanted to do. Nothing will stop that, you know, and that's how I make it. I save a lot of money, and soon I know I decide to invest my money into real estate. I met one of the girl that I work with, and she guide me and she say, you have money, why don't you do in real estate? So I do real estate about it, and then I become successful. But of course, with the hard work also, you cannot just say, okay, I have money, I want to invest. But you have to work real hard to get where you want it to be. Like I say, sometimes I don't even have money to eat, you know, but I save my money and I eat whatever I can and try to, you know, fulfill my successful, fulfill my dream so my dream come true. Like I say, I have a lot of good friends who helped me out, and also I met one of investor who also who also write the road to success. He the one write the road to success for me, and he also my inspiration. It is still in my book, so everybody, I really encourage them to read my book to know more about me. It's really, it take me forever to relive my dream, relive my life. You know, it's really hard for me to talk about, and it take me a while to even think about writing the book because of, you know, when you try to relive your life again, it's hard. You know, I got raped when I was young because I have high ambition, because I wanted to become somebody big.
I didn't want to break that thought, but I want to make sure, because you mentioned the books, The Quest to Serendipity and The Road to Success. They're in bookstores. They're on all the websites, Amazon. But there's a link at your webpage, which is nancyoakley.com, where they can find all of this information. And I just wanted to make sure people had that as you just mentioned it, because we can only do so much in the short time we have. But, I mean, the book is just something that is a gift from your heart, and it's an inspiration, because when we know somebody else can do it, then we're inspired. We're able to see ourselves in that same way, and there's a lot of lessons in there. But I think that that's amazing that you had the domestic violence, you had all of the rape and all of these things that you went through, not always having money to eat and everything, but you still kept yourself motivated. You had good people and you had bad people in your life. You had people that were for your dreams and people that were against your dreams. How did you keep yourself motivated?
My dream, my big dream, and you know, I really have high motivated because of I have a big dream. I'm not gonna let anything in this world to stop me. And again, you know, the God is out there. He helped me too. He give me all the strength. Every time I lose my hope, I kneel on my knee and I pray and I ask him to give me those strength. And also all the people that who believe in me, I cannot let them down. You know, most important is myself. I cannot let myself down. I have to follow my dream. And I promised my mom before she died that I am going to make her proud. So I did. Then I did it, and I'm really proud of it. And I wanted to give everybody advice that please, no matter what, don't give up your dream. Every day you wake up in the morning, no matter how bad or good that you have last night or whatever, wake up with a good attitude, wake up with a smile on your face, and then, you know, make the day good for yourself. First of all, be good to yourself. And then before you walk out the door, you pray. And then when you walk out the door every morning or every time you get out, put a big smile on your face and say, today is my good day. Today is going to be a successful day, no matter what. You know, don't let anything come between your dream. And all the lady or men out there, when you have abuse in family, please get help. Tell people about it. Don't be afraid. Because I hiding so many years, I got beat up daily, and you know I got my children got stolen from me so long. It takes forever for me to find them, and don't let that happen to you, as happened to me. I just got lucky because God gave me many time to survive. And if you see domestic violence in a family, even your friend tell people about it. Don't be afraid, because if you're afraid, that's going to come between. You're not going to make it. Mm. Don't even worry about, you know, oh, he's going to come home and beat me up more. Don't worry about that. If you worry about that, then go to get help from shelter or somewhere. Don't be so, myself, I'm so afraid. Because, like, if I'm going to go tell somebody, maybe I come home, I'm going to get beat up more. But that's wrong thinking, because children grow up in that environment. They're going to think, oh, mom and dad beat up each other. I think that is the right thing, but it's not. You know, my dad, I grew up with my dad and my mom. My dad is alcoholic. So I thought when they argue, I thought that's normal talk every day, but it's not true. That's how I lead myself when I stay with my ex-husband. Then that I think whatever he abused me, that's real life, but it's not. The children will pay for the mistake that we make. My son and my daughter right now, they are still, you know, they already at 30 years old. They still have a little problem with it because of the domestic violence in the family. And, you know, I lost my sister because of that also. It is in my book. So everybody, please read my book on the Quad for Serendipity. But do not give up your life, you know. No matter what, it just follow your dream. And my book will give a lot of information, not just only to get away from domestic violence, but to teach you how to become, to overcome the struggle that you have.
Mm. Wow. You know, I'm listening to you, and I'm sure people are feeling the same way as me. They're like, just, wow, my jaw's dropping. You know, people initially might be, the title of the show, Rags to Riches. And yes, there is a huge financial reward that you have that you can talk about. But I'm listening to the richness that you bring to the business of living, talking about, you know, domestic violence, or if somebody's listening and they feel that, their parents an alcoholic or abusive or not talking in a positive way, you're here to say, hey, that isn't normal. But you may be afraid to get, you know, more abuse because you ask for help. But what you're saying is no. For your children's sake, and you mentioned your kids being 30, still battle some of these demons of doubt that have been instilled by this terrible experience of abuse. But what you're saying is you can go out there and get help, and to do that, to ask for help. And now you've done that as well. Tell us about what you're doing with helping people in domestic violence. You're starting a shelter. You've been working with women in this area. I mean, it's just amazing the things you've accomplished.
Yes, I that's my main goal. That's what I doing. And also, I not just only working with that. I working with the children. My profit and my all the business that I own. Anything that I have, I give 10% to 12 different foundations, and I do a lot of charity work. I go and fundraiser with, I team up with different local networks so I can help other people out, and that's my main thing. And I've been really, really busy, and I am a guest speaker into different organizations too. Usually, I just do for to help out. And another thing that I open bookstore is because I know a lot of authors out there do not have home for their books. They're welcome to get in touch with me so they can put their book in my bookshop, and they're welcome to do book signing anytime they want. Just let me know, like Deb say, go to nancyoakley.com. You'll find me there, and email me. That way you can put your book there with me.
Yeah, you know, you're just bringing up so many great points, and we have Janet in the chat room as well, and I was going to get ready to mention about your beautiful bookstore that you have, and that you're available for book signings, but you're also trying to reciprocate because you're a believer that we do all help each other, and people have helped you, and you want to help them. So that if you're an author out there, or if you're looking for a speaker, you know, Nancy will share a story, and I also want people to know that you have been on Oprah talking about the tragedy with your sister's death and your nephew's death, and I know that, you know, to be on Oprah, your story is definitely touching millions of people and helping many. And, I just, my heart breaks for what you've been through, but my heart is smiling, as many others, that you're willing to give and to share in honesty and clarity, all of those things that have helped you turn life around. And you're a great woman of faith, that's obvious to us. But do you want to share a little bit about what you talked about on Oprah?
My nephew gave me really much strength. What happened is that domestic violence, my sister stayed with her husband. Her husband still in jail, because that's another thing that I know, like state of Washington, because they don't have death penalty. And I think he deserved to go, you know, death penalty, but they don't let him because of they don't have that death penalty thing over there. So he in jail right now. My sister think the same way I think, you know, oh, I'm going to stay with my husband because I think that's normal. Let's stay with him. Was she wrong? Now she suffered her life, and then now her life is gone because of that. And who the one that is paid for is my nephew. Right now, my nephew live with me. I raise him. He's a good boy. He's a baseball player right now, even though he's 14, but he's still a wonderful kid. Of course, you know, Oprah asked how all this happened, how he survived is because God, because angel, because Jesus. So that's the reason that the story go all over the world because of that. And then Oprah Winfrey wanted to know, so she asked him question and she asked me question. I did tell my sister that to get out, that, you know, get out from the situation she in, but somehow it's too late by the time that she realized that, you know, she lost her life because of that. We also on prime time with John Quinones also, and a lot of radio talk show, you know, a lot of people pull in and help out to heal the pain and the sorrow. And
it's okay. I know. Oh my goodness. You know, I think that the message that you're bringing to the people today, and we have so many people that download the show on iTunes and share with others, but you know, Nancy, I really want to thank you for the courage to share from your heart, because there is no, in your faith, there's no mess that God can't make a miracle out of. And I think those bad things that do happen to good people, you know, that's not something that any of us can really avoid, the suffering that life brings us. Some of us have more suffering than others, and certainly you, to me, certainly have suffered some great things that I can't even imagine, or many of the listeners can't. But we all have a chance to respond. And what I love about the inspiring story that you bring in both your books, and I think this is why you've been on Primetime and Oprah, is you don't maybe some of the people you've given up on, but you don't give up on your faith in God. You don't give up on your dreams. And you know that there's another day and that every day is a gift. And I think that your humility and your willingness to accept help from others and give help to others and looking at this journey of life as one that, you know, is connected with everybody around the world. You come from another country. You have to learn English and so many things that you've already accomplished. And imagine, you know, what would have happened if we didn't get to meet you or didn't get to know you. So in that way, it's like the grapes and the wine, you know, I always hear. The wine, the grapes, you know, get squeezed and become the great wine. And you've certainly, you know, have an amazing, you know, success. The diamonds under the pressure and getting formed
exactly.
In that way is just unbelievable. But I think that would be one of the things you would tell to people is that it's not just about what happens to you. It's what you're going to do to turn it around and what you do every day. Now, you continue to do this on a daily basis, and you've been writing your books, and I'm just wondering about other books that you have coming, because I've also understand that they're going to be making a movie out of one of your books. Is that true?
Yeah, excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't mean to lose my control, but it's just so hard.
totally understand.
The Quest for Serendipity is we are going to make movie out of it because it's really, really inspiration story. And just to tell people out there and to give them encourage to better encourage to find themselves better. to give them courage and to be better for themselves, you know, not to let other people tell them what to do. Maybe one day they can find their path like I found mine. But only thing I can say, do not give up, because if you give up, then you lose everything. You lose everything that you have. No, you sell esteem and your family.
Giving up is not an option. That's not in your vocabulary.
Exactly. That's no option for anybody who wanted to follow their dream. Hopefully, the movie will come out really soon, because it's really, really good story. And I'm glad someone out there willing to make a movie out of it.
I think it's wonderful. I can't wait to have you back on when the movie comes out. That's going to be a real gift, and looking forward to that. We have a caller that's been on hold for a while, and we take a call. This 210274, you're on the air talking with Nancy. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Sue Batillo, and Nancy and I are friends on Facebook, and I have also come from a domestic violence situation and grew up that way. And I just am so touched by her story and her courage and her grace under all of this. It's just an inspiration, and really want to connect and help other women that have been in our situation to know that it is a new day. Today is the new day, and it's a gift. And the effect it does have on our children. You know, so much of the time, these places want to touch the women, but we need to touch our children and have a healing for all of our spirits. And it is from the inside out that we start to change.
Yes, yes. Sue, if you wanted to get in touch with me, you got my website, nancyoakley.com. And are you in San Antonio, you said? And, you know, you can come visit me at the...
I am going to come visit you. This has touched me, brought tears to my eyes, and
me too.
To my heart. Thank you for letting me know. I've enjoyed this, and this will touch so many people's lives. And I just want to say God bless you, and thank you for sharing and having the courage to be a woman of courage.
Thank you, Sue. And, you know, we'll work together. We'll make things happen. We'll change things around, you know. And I really thank you for calling in, and we'll talk.
I haven't been this moved in such a long time. I have been through this for such a long time, and it's a journey that only when you go through it, and we try to fix it as women, because we are women, we want our families, and so many people don't understand, well, why are you in this? Because we want our families, but sometimes it's not healthy, and you have to move on.
Exactly.
And I was picked as a woman of courage from the Women's Center here in San Antonio, and sent on a trip to New York to the Adirondacks. And it was an incredible journey, and this has been an incredible journey. And I just thank Nancy for sharing and having the courage. And I admire her. She's one of my heroes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sue. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to meet with you. Please come by.
This next week, I'm making a point of it, Nancy. And thank you, and God bless you. And thank you for interviewing her, and I'm looking forward to the movie.
Oh. Yeah, don't forget to come see me, okay? We'll talk about it and then hang in there.
This is God. God has works in very mysterious ways.
Absolutely. Sue, I just thank you for taking the time to call. Thank you for what you're doing to share your shine in the world. And I tell you, it is a testimony. We all help each other, but you have to take the courage. You have to take that one step, and you're doing that, and it's just absolutely terrific. So thank you so much for calling in, Sue. And I'll look for you on Facebook, too. I'll find you over there on Nancy's page.
Okay, well, thank you. Yes, Sue Patillo. I'm with one of Nancy's friends, and I tell you, I want to be more of one of Nancy's friends, and I'm going to be helping decorate for Dress for Success for women that have gone through stuff. I'm going to be part, you know, I just happen to know one of the ladies here, and I looked it up last night on Dress for Success, and that's part of what I'm doing is helping women learn how to dress, and I'm just starting a new venture out, and you know, God is so good because he connects all of this together. And Nancy, thank you for Facebooking me and messaging me, because I was so blessed today, and thank you once again.
Thank you for interviewing her.
Thank you.
This is going to be a great deal to help people and pay it forward.
Thank you so much. Well, avalanche blessings and love sprinkles over you, Sue, because we know Nancy's got them. So now that it's all of San Antonio, we're going to see the angel sprinkles from Boston up here. We're going to be feeling the love of all the good things.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. Well, that is just wonderful, and it just goes to show everybody, you know, sometimes it can get discouraging. And, yeah, that stuff is out there, but there are so many great people like yourself. And look at this. Nancy, that's great. You and Sue are in San Antonio. Now she can come over to your bookshop. And it's just amazing how it's never an accident, and it never, ever it stops amazing me how people hear exactly what they need. And it's great shows, great guests that, you know, help others get that message out. And it's unbelievable what's happening through you and all the good that you're doing and all the healing that you're bringing. Speaking of the bookshop that Sue's going to meet you at, tell us if somebody's in the San Antonio area or going to San Antonio, where your bookshop is and how they might be able to meet you there, Nancy.
My bookshop, I'm still crying. My bookshop located in River Center Mall in downtown San Antonio, Riverwalk. The address is 849 East Commerce Suite 349. It's right on Fashion Level next to Macy, right on next to Macy's store. You're not going to miss it. And everybody, please visit me there. My phone number over there is 210-227-1717. I have my employee work there all the time, so we're not going to miss the call. If the call miss, just leave me a message, then I'll be glad to, you know, return the call. Again, my address is 849 East Commerce Street, Suite 349, right on Fashion Level next to Macy in San Antonio, River Center Mall.
Okay.
And the phone number again?
Can you give the phone number again, Nancy? Because
yes,
I'll put that in the chat room too. Go ahead.
It's 210-227-1717.
Okay, great. Wow. Hey, you know what? And there's nothing like hearing you live, but then meeting you in person. Wow, that's a real gift. And you do so much speaking. Is there anything coming up? We've been talking about the movie and some, you know, the primetime and Oprah and things like that that you've been on. But is there anything coming up where listeners might be able to stop by and hear you speaking?
I got invited to New York to do book signing. I don't know for sure what date it is. I have to look at my calendar, but I have engagement speaking for abusive woman in San Antonio workshop. I have to look at my schedule for sure what day it is. And also, I have two more books coming out sometime in the next year or so. And one of them is the title is "Say I Am Still Standing." So another word is, it relates to my first book. It, you know, no matter what, don't give up. Even though right now I am successful, I still struggling with other things too. You know, and then I wanted to teach other women or anybody wanted to become successful small business owner. I helping them out so they don't have to have a lot of money to open their own small business, because economy is so bad. Sometimes it's hard to find a job. But if you have your own business, you can run your own without overhead, and you can come successful. That's why the road to success is a small business owner guideline to life, financial freedom, and achieve your dream. So that's another book that I like people to read them, because that way, like I say, they can call me and say, I want to open my own business. Can you help me? Then I go over there and try to help them how to open their own business, because I learned it myself. I don't have nobody to help me. I learned it myself. I created it from my own mind. And now I want to share my knowledge to other people so they can follow my successful.
Unbelievable. And you know, I think that that's part of what being a great mentor and learning from somebody else who's already done it. And you've helped thousands of people, and I know you're going to help thousands more, so that anybody who is looking to start a business, looking to be inspired, if you know somebody or you yourself have dealt with abuse, if you're battling things that you feel, you know, God's forgotten about you, or that nothing good can come out of the things that you've gone through, this connection is something that you have to make. You have to get in touch with Nancy, her books, her store, however you can get in touch with her. Beautiful website, beautiful picture there as you were discussing where you would go when you were back in Vietnam. And that's nancyoakley.com. And before we run out of time, did you want to say one last thing to listeners, final words that you want them to really take away besides connecting with you and you know, just getting in touch with you?
One advice I can give the listener out there is do not give up. When you walk out, get up every morning, have a good positive mind, positive thinking, bring out both positive energy and go touch other people's life and say, you know, today is not a bad day. Today is the new day that we're going to follow, we're going to become successful. Walk out the door with a positive and smile, big smile on the face and say, hello, you know, everybody, here I come. I am really successful today and I'm going to make that successful. Please follow me and follow yourself and make it happen for yourself. Today is another nice day, another successful day. And another thing is, don't forget to visit me at my website, nancyoakley.com. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to tell anybody, to bring yourself out and say, I am not going to be afraid. I am going to make it happen like she does, because she don't speak English. She do not know anything, but look at her now, successful. And don't be lazy, you know, that's the main thing. Don't be lazy, don't give up. Just say, you know, push it. No matter how hard it is, push it. Push until you cannot do it anymore. But there, you know, like I say, there's nothing that can stop you from what you want it to be.
Unbelievable. It's just a great testimony. And, you know, I also want to make sure that people know that you are offering for the listeners of our radio show, our Best People We Know family, whether they're listening live or you're listening on replay, that you are offering free business consultation to those people who maybe want to open up a bookstore or, you know, a shop of some type. And to do that, do you want them to get in touch with you at your number 210-227-1717, or just contact you at nancyoakley.com?
Right. Contact me either way. That's fine. If they do nancyoakley.com, and then they can email me from that, because there's an email block there that they can email me. And sometimes the phone call is really, really busy on the line. The best way is just to go ahead and email me, go to nancyoakley.com, and also listen to the link that I have. I have a lot of radio talk show there, and also the testimony about my television talk show. I on the local talk show here and WAOI, so they can listen and learn from my experience.
Wow, thank you so much. And The upcoming events, I know Janet's mentioning that you're also going to be in Phoenix as well. I think that if people just go to the website, they'll be able to find out where you are and if they're in that city that you're going to be at. Certainly, like our caller Sue earlier was in San Antonio, so she'll be able to stop by and see you right away. But for other people, you are traveling the country, and you know, they can always get those updates at your website, nancyoakley.com. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about the movie and when that's going to be out. I mean, just amazing, amazing. I'm tongue-tied. I'm just, you know, it's just so emotional listening to you, but so encouraging. And what a gift, what a blessing, what an inspiration. And the world needs more people like you, Nancy Oakley. There's no doubt about it. And I know that this is going to be one of those shows that you're going to want to share with a friend. We all help each other, so make sure that you keep us going and growing by doing that as well, and we all help each other in this. So share the show with a friend. If you know somebody that's down and out, stop it. Don't do it. Listen to Nancy. She's done it. She's been there. She walks her talk, and she's here to encourage you. So take advantage of that opportunity and go out and be a blessing. NancyOakley.com, NancyOakley.com, and be sure to connect with her and the books, The Quest to Serendipity, The Road to Success, and our upcoming books and speaking engagements and all good things from Nancy. And we know that there's even more great blessings to come from you in the future. So thank you very much for joining us today. And again, I just want to thank all of our listeners. We're so grateful for you. And it's without you, there would be no show. There would be no ability to bring people like Nancy to you. So make sure you do go tell somebody about the show. Share your shine with others, because that's what it's all about. And in those famous words of Oscar Wilde, my favorite closing quote, be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Go out and make it a great day. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.